98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
Last night in Georgia, debates on my last RNOD if it was 1 point gained or 2 points dropped, but a performance for the boys in green in a clean sheet nonetheless, and a debut for Aaron Connolly.
Yes, it was. It was a hard fought nil all draw in Georgia for the boys in green. The team seemed to lack cohesion at times and struggled to really create anything for 80 minutes that was at least, until a certain Aaron Connolly came on. He was troubling the Georgian defence no end. Mick said he'd be happy with a point, but a win would have been ideal heading into two crucial ties against the top two seeds, Switzerland and Denmark, which are those games.
Yes, and the table after those games last night, Ireland are still top, played 6, won 3 and drawn 3, so they're on 12 points from those games. Denmark the exact same, played 6, won 3, drawn 3, they're also on 12. Switzerland have played 5 games, they're on 8 points. Georgia on 5 and Gibraltar on 0. So it's really between Denmark, Switzerland and Ireland for those two top spot places. And fixtures again midweek.
Yeah, Tuesday sees Ireland travel to Switzerland and Gibraltar take on Georgia. Both of those games kick off at 7:45.
Yes, now let's get the views from the Ireland camp in a moment. The goalkeeper Darren Randolph and captain Seamus Coleman. But first off the balls, Richard McCormack has been catching up with Ireland's newest striker.
Aaron, Dan beside me mentioned there yourself, you're not letting go of the jersey.
No, definitely not. No, I'll be keeping all this for a while, I think. Definitely hardest moment I've had in football so far.
We saw you going back in there a few minutes ago. You were clutching your phone. It was obviously exploding after coming on the 79th minute. What was the reaction like back home?
Just people proud, obviously. Whoever's helped me all the way up has obviously just messaged me and just said how proud they are of me, and hopefully I can keep making them proud every day.
It seemed like a frustrating game to be watching. Seamus Coleman was with us a little bit earlier on. He mentioned that it was a bit helter-skelter. The view from the bench, I mean, what was your impression of it sitting there?
I'd say I agree with Seamus. Obviously, it was quite a hectic game. There was a lot at stake kind of thing. And I was just watching, just seeing what the centre-halves were like, obviously, just to see if I did come on, see how I could get in and stuff like that. So that was my main focus. And obviously, I thought it was a good performance. We've got a point, so you can't be unhappy with that.
Looking at how the centre-halves were playing and how they were behaving, kind of interacting with one another, that clearly paid off with those couple of half chances you had towards the end.
Yeah, obviously, as a striker, I think I've got to score that second one. It's a bit disappointing, obviously, in a game like that. I think, no matter what age, you have to put that away. So it is disappointing, but obviously it's a proud night as well for me.
You clearly don't feel kind of out of your depth at senior level. It's something that was brought up a few times during the week, was that you seem comfortable, you don't seem like you're overawed by the team, but in the same time you're, I guess, humbled, we can see obviously by the call-up.
Yeah, obviously it's when I first got the call, I was quite shocked and excited. So I've had the experience with first team since I've come back this summer for Brighton, so obviously if I hadn't had that, I'd be a bit more nerve-wracking coming here. But since I've had that experience, it's kind of helped me settle in here more, and obviously the boys have helped me settle in, and obviously the gaffer and his coach and stuff.
You'd be hopeful, I guess, of a starting place against Switzerland on Tuesday. Is that too much to ask for?
I don't know. It's up to the gaffer, obviously, and his staff, whatever they decide. If they do decide to start me, well, then obviously I'll try and take that chance with both hands. If not, I'll try and do the same thing I've done tonight.
Seamus, your impressions after that game? It seemed like a pretty hard-fought point.
Yeah, tough point. In all credit to Georgia, I think over the last number of years have improved massively. And as players, we never for a minute thought coming out here this was going to be an easy game or an easy 3 points. Probably didn't play as well as we'd liked in their half of the pitch. Saying that, they didn't create too much, they didn't test Darren Randolph too much. So look, we got a clean sheet. Look, we all would have loved 3 points. Football doesn't work like that all the time, so we got to look to Tuesday night now and go again.
Mick spoke a lot in the build up to the game about Aaron Connolly's attitudes, about how he'd fitted into the squad, etc. Your impressions of him this past week?
Yeah, he's been great. Lovely lad, bit of a quiet lad, but he's got that confidence as well, which you want in a striker. And he looks like a goal scorer, but look, it's important not to put too much pressure on him. He's only a young lad, but I thought he was dangerous when he came on tonight.
Shows, I guess, that this kind of level of football wouldn't faze him, and that there'd be no real kind of down point to throwing him on a Tuesday night again.
No, I can't see why not, but look, that's the manager decision. But from what I've seen, you know, he's all or nothing, and he's a dangerous type of player. And as I said, he gave them a different problem when he came on tonight. And you know, all credit to him, it's a proud night for him to make his international debut, and he deserves it.
A word for your opposite number there on the other side of the pitch, Matt Doherty. How do you think he fared this evening in a kind of unusual role for him with the international setup?
Yeah, with international setup, but he's played left back, you know, a couple of seasons for Wales, so he knows what it's all about. And you know, it's important for a back four, back five, that we kept a clean sheet, and we did that as a team. And, you know, Matt looked comfortable out there, and, you know, I thought John and Shane were solid at the back. And as I said, we just maybe weren't as good as we'd liked in their half at times. As I said, it was just a bit helter-skelter, and look, we go to Tuesday night.
Does tonight ratchet up the need to get a result in Geneva on Tuesday night?
Look, anytime we go out there, we want to get a result, and you know, we'll go there, and we know we're capable of a big result. And I think our fans were amazing tonight, how they travelled, and I know they'll travel again Tuesday night, and you know, we appreciate that massively, so a word for them as well. But look, we'll go into Tuesday night, and we know we're capable of a big result.
Qualification's still very much in our own hands.
Of course, yeah. Look, two games, and we'll go out there full of confidence in them two games, and we'll see what they bring.
Darren, a frustrating night all round for Ireland, I guess?
Frustrated a little bit for not winning, but again, it's a good point away from home. Me, personally, I would have taken, you know, the point here. I've been here before, and I knew how tough it would be. Yeah, it's always disappointing not to get the win, but it's a point that we take and move on to Tuesday.
Odd from your perspective, because I guess there are a lot of Georgian possession, there's a lot of Georgian kind of half chances, but yourself wasn't tested too much.
No, I think the first shot on target was Aaron's after 88, 89 minutes. So not, I suppose, kind of both teams got into good positions, but there wasn't probably a shot on target at the end of it.
You're very much viewing this as a point gain then? Very much viewing this as a point gained rather than two drops.
It could be a valuable point come the end of the group. You know, points better than nothing, so I'll take it.
Now, from one Darren Randolph, the Ireland goalkeeper, to another Darren, former Ireland centre back and current Celtic under 18 manager Darren O'Dea is on the line. Darren, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Jamie.
So, Darren, we asked Mr. Randolph at the end there, was it a point gained or two dropped? He said a point gained. What's your thoughts?
Probably a point gained. I never expected Ireland to go and win. I think the performances throughout the campaign have shown that we'll struggle to score goals. So the key to winning games is always going to be a clean sheet, and then can we nick something from a set play or a wee moment of quality in the game. The game provided exactly what I thought it would. Low in quality, plenty of endeavour, probably a point gained. And listening to the comments of even Seamus Coleman, even with the performances so far, I do agree with him that the players are capable of kind of bringing out a big result at a big time, and they're going to need it now.
Yeah, six games played in this group, Darren, just two goals conceded. Now, only six scored, and that is a problem, but to be unbeaten and to have only conceded two goals, that's something that I'm sure everybody there, and being a former defender yourself, will be happy with. We just heard there from Seamus and from Darren Randolph. Matt Doherty came in last night at left-back. Shane Duffy returned to play with John Egan, but of course, Richard Keogh out. So from that point of view, defensively, things have been very, very good.
Yeah, if you look at the back four, it's a kind of new back four last night, but anyone that goes into the, and we've spoken about many times before, anyone that goes into the Irish team knows what their role is, knows how to essentially kind of shut up shop. Ireland are very, very tough to watch at times in terms of the quality and the entertainment, and it was the same when I played. But generally down the years, they're the teams that have brought success. I think it plays, Mick McCarthy's playing to the players' strengths, and that's that they all put in an enormous amount of effort. They're very diligent in how they work defensively. They're gritty, they're resilient. And don't get me wrong, there is quality. If you look, obviously, the young lad, Aaron Connolly, comes on and he maybe could score. And they're the moments we're waiting on all the time. There's only going to be two or three moments in a game. And if we can take one, we usually look defensively sound. So we're going to need that again on Tuesday night. We won't win the game by scoring goals. We'll win the game by keeping a clean sheet and nicking maybe one goal.
Yeah, we know the top two teams qualify automatically for Euro 2020. Ireland and Denmark both on 12 points. The Swiss do have a game in hand. They're on 8. So, you know, a result of some sort of win will be fantastic on Tuesday. But again, if you don't lose the game, it keeps the gap at 4, and it means, again, it's probably not in your hands then. So I'm sure Ireland will take a point now, but if they go to Switzerland and win, it just makes things very, very positive, because, of course, the last game of the campaign, Darren, at home to Denmark, and we know how difficult we found playing them in recent times, even though we have got a couple of good points against them.
Yeah, I feel Ireland go into every game. I don't think they consciously go into to not win the game, but they don't play like a team that is really taking the game to the opposition. They go and it's stuffy, and it kind of they're waiting for the last 10 minutes to have a real go. And even last night was the same. Obviously, the introduction of Aaron Connolly helped, but that's Ireland in a nutshell, kind of been very, very pragmatic all the way through the game and then have a little bit of a go for the last 10 minutes. I don't think that's going to change. But then on the flip side to it, and touching on Seamus Coleman's comments, they seem to be capable of a big result when it's really, really needed. So I'd be comfortable going into, and say I'd be comfortable, I'd have taken it at the start of the group campaign, if we're going into the last game, that if we do need a win, even with the performances that don't suggest we're ready to win a big game last, Ireland have shown in the past that they're capable of a big result out of nowhere. So I'm still relatively positive that we can get a good end to the campaign and qualify.
You're happy with the defensive record? Not overly happy, I'm sure, with only 6 goals scored in the 6 matches. Aaron Connolly did make his debut last night, having scored twice for Brighton last weekend. And I think Seamus Coleman was anxious to point out in the pre-match press conference not to be comparing Aaron Connolly to Robbie Keane, that it's not fair on him. He's a kid, he's 19. Yes, he's got a couple of Premier League goals, but to compare him to Ireland's, you know, record goal scorer is silly. And he came on last night for 11 minutes. Had a couple of chances, he said himself earlier in the show, he probably should have scored the second one. But he's a player with confidence who probably doesn't have any fear at this stage of his career. Darren, do you feel he's someone who should start this match on Tuesday?
I think, in all honesty, where you hear, and we've seen it many times before, there's a clambering from the start, is because the Irish fans are desperate for a bit of excitement, a bit of good news. I think the lad did excellent when he came on, impacted the game. But let's be real, he's played a couple of games and obviously kind of lit up his last game against Tottenham in the Premier League. But I don't buy into this. There's boys that have been there and have earned the right to be there. And to be fair to the kid, he seems very humble and realistic as well. I think the game would probably suit him if it is in the latter stages of the game, 20 minutes to go. Maybe he could have had maybe a few more minutes on the pitch rather than just the amount he had. But to go from kind of not playing club football and kind of, he's had a big week. I think it's more realistic that he'll impact coming off the bench. I understand the desire to see him start, and I don't doubt he probably could, but there needs to be a realism around it as well. So I don't think he will. I think it's more likely you'll see him come off the bench again.
Yeah, and just on that, Darren, you know, you're working with young players now at Celtic, and you know, it hasn't been in the last number of years under any of the managers really, Trapattoni, O'Neill and McCarthy, where young players really burst onto the scene like Aaron Connolly has, and for example like Troy Parrott has, and hopefully we'll continue to do. Watched the under-21s the other night again. They were really, really good and played a really nice brand of football. And Mick McCarthy's been asked loads by all of us about Troy and Aaron Connolly and these fellas and about putting them in. And I'm surprised, for one, that actually Aaron Connolly came on last night, given listening to Mick McCarthy and him saying that he didn't feel these type of games were the ones for a player untested at senior level. But young players too, they have no fear. And if they are in form, you know, why not put them in and give them a chance? And you're probably right, I don't think he will start on Tuesday, but you know, someone like him and a Troy Parrott and others, it hasn't been overly common, even in your time, when a young player comes and goes straight into the group. And to see that on last night, I was a little surprised, and hopefully there's more to come, of course, in the coming years with Stephen Kenny eventually to take the job working with a lot of those younger players now.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I'd have nothing against him starting the game on Tuesday night. The problem I have is that I think he'll be chasing lost causes the whole game. He won't touch the ball. He'll have to play a role alone. He won't have another Irish jersey within 40 yards of him a lot of the time. That's the problem. And so I wouldn't want the buzz and the energy and that fearlessness that he has clearly to dwindle at all. And I think playing 90 minutes in this team as a centre-forward is a very, very tough job. And I think I understand that, yes, he had probably two of the better chances in the game just in the time he was on, but that's a consequence of coming on later in the game. It becomes a little bit stretched and defenders are maybe a little bit more fatigued or less, there's less concentration, there's less intensity in the game. So do I think he could start and do well? Yeah, in a different style of team, but not in this style of team. Ireland would be camped in the edge of their box, launching balls forward. Listen, I've nothing against him starting. He'll chase things down, he'll chase lost causes, he'll provide loads and loads of energy, but I just don't think it would suit a player of that age to start in another team, and maybe when Stephen Kenny comes in, Absolutely, the more younger players we've got coming through, the better. And I agree, we don't probably bring through them at a very young age, and maybe this is the start of it, but it's more the style of play that I would worry about a younger player starting.
And Darren, lastly and briefly, if you can, this game against Switzerland on Tuesday, followed by the last home game of the campaign against Denmark. The players and the manager have said it's still in Ireland's hands. It is, but they need results in these two matches. Do you see them actually finishing in the top two and making it to these Euros?
Who knows? I really don't know. They're not performing well enough to finish in the top two, but at the end of the day, Ireland always produce magic moments when you least expect it. So, fingers crossed.
Great stuff as always, Darren O'Dea. Thanks a million, and good luck with your new job at Celtic as well. The best of luck with it.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jamie.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.